This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
82.
What one issue will decide how you vote? A question bouncing around my head today, partly as a result of the fact that we, as your humble host here, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, yours truly Scott Hannon, Manny Matt, our entire crew, our mission in life is to make sure we're talking about what you want to talk about. It's one of the reasons we call this show What's on Your Mind. We take a lot of calls so we can hear from you, take the pulse of what you're thinking.
So we're still doing an election?
We are doing an election, yeah.
Because
one in June and one in November.
Nancy Pelosi said that she guarantees Trump will not win, so I wondered why we're bothering.
Yeah, I don't know. Meanwhile, President Obama is talking like Trump's going to win, so they need to get them in a room together and figure these things out. Obama's comments yesterday are like, Trump's going to win. He's talking about him like the winner. If I was Hillary Clinton, I'm going, what? Bernie Sanders, what? Anyway, the reason I'm asking this question is because as we decide what guests and topics we'll tackle on the program outside of our open phone time, we like to be driven by what it is you care most about. And it's not easy to narrow it down. If you made me do that, I would say, gosh, that's a tough one. But I would, if you think about it a little bit, and if you have three, pick one. I don't care. It'll help us. I want to know. And this could be either the governor's race, because we have a June 14th primary vote for the Republican candidates, and then obviously a November race amongst the Republican, Democratic, and Libertarian Party candidate. And then we have the presidential race. Either one of those, either the governor's race or the presidential race, if you had to pick the number one most important issue to you, when you check a box for this candidate over that candidate, what is the issue? On the presidential race, I think it's one of the reasons that everybody's missed the Trump phenomenon. They don't get why Trump continues to defy all the odds, and literally every rule of politics has been thrown right out the door because the electorate is in a different place than the supposed establishment, media types. They don't get it. Because Trump's mad, and a majority of the electorate is mad. Why are they mad? Because they see the country in very tough shape. If I had to pick every issue I'm most excited about Donald Trump fixing, you know what it would be? The debt, which in turn fixes the economy. That's number one. Because how the country is run today is so at odds with what you deal with in the business world. Whether it be a tiny company like ours here or, a mega company like Donald Trump's $10 billion. It's like a foreign language. It's just bizarre. It really is. So I'd pick that one. There's my one. I want to know what your one is. What is the one issue? You have to pick one, and it can either be the governor's race or the president's race. You decide. You tell us. In the governor's race, here's the one issue that'll decide my vote on June 14th in that Republican primary or come November. Same thing on the president's, on the decision for the president come November. Okay? Want to know. On this program, we call What's on Your Mind. How do you tell me? It's so simple. A couple of digits and you're telling me. 800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 800-228-0550. If you're in Bismarck Mandan, 258-0550. Local telephone number. You can also text Todd with your big issue. He's waiting for your text at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Trooper Talk next hour. There's something that's quite popular on the program. What questions do you have for the North Dakota Highway Patrol? Looking forward to that. We haven't done a Trooper Talk in probably a month or a half or so. So we're overdue for a Trooper Talk, and a lot of things going on with the political races. Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum, big battle there. The television ads, the radio ads, the flyers, all the discussion. I just was at breakfast, actually, at a meeting, and a lot of buzz about the governor's race, which I think is fantastic. How often do we have that in June? I know that, you know, if you're Wayne Stengem and you're tracking to get the Republican nomination at the convention, you don't exactly want a primary challenge. You don't wish for this. But as voters, as people who, you know, love to see good government and a good, vibrant discussion and people engaged in the issues, it's a good thing. It really is. And by the way, all the candidates get better in the process, too. So I don't hand-wring over that at all. Not at all. And, of course, everybody's buzzing about this presidential race. And pretty amazing what's going on. And how about the Democrats having a fight in May and possibly into June while the Republicans are talking about unity and trying to get that right? Isn't that something? You can't make it up. Anyway, so let's chat about it. This hour yours, and the next hour Trooper Talk on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Kelly in Hettinger County is first up here. Kelly, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, I'm just thinking you're talking economy, and I think we forgot all of our morals. I mean, I went to Mass last Sunday, and, you know, talking transgender, I mean, what about our kids coming up? Do you think probably abortion was probably the first problem we had, and then just look the way our whole country is turning? I think we all have to wake up. It's really sad, and it's hard. I'm old enough now, raised three girls, and I got grandchildren. And I wonder what's going to happen. We have to do something. And I think it starts with us inside. And we have to make that decision. We have to. I put 20 years in the military. And I can't stand it. I said, we have to do something. It's got to happen. And it starts with us. I don't know if Trump is the answer. I know Hillary's not. But we have to do something. Thank you.
Kelly, hang tight here a second. I want to visit with you a little bit because I agree with a lot of what you said about the condition that we find ourselves in. I think we may differ on the fix. And there was a time that I was with you, that I would approach an election saying, oh, my gosh, this has got to be fixed. That's got to be fixed. I've evolved a little bit, and I've talked about this on the air, where I see a lot of these things as a crisis of the heart. And you said it starts with us inside. That was the term you used. That's the same version of my, it's a crisis of the heart in this country. Do you think a politician can fix that? You think a candidate for governor or a president can fix that?
I really don't, because it takes people. It takes people. And live life, but do use some morals. I mean, my God, I wonder what I'm going to have to do. I mean, down the road, how am I going to treat my grandchildren? They have to, they're going to, okay, you can't, the school ain't going to be funded? How come they're controlling that, the dollars? I'm the one that works. I'm the one that gives them the money. So if I wouldn't work, they wouldn't have the tax dollar. I just think that everything is getting so messed up. And a lot of people got to wake up. I mean, I don't think a politician can probably do it. I don't know. I think it takes the grassroots. It takes the people. Take your kids, your grandkids, teach them. Tell them what this is, how we're made. That's the part. That's the biggest thing. That's my issue. I don't understand it.
You're absolutely right, and I think doing what you're suggesting we individually talk with our kids and our grandkids about these issues and make sure they understand, hey, here's what you're hearing about in the news over this bathroom thing, and this is why we need to, you know, or whatever the particular issue is after Mass on Sunday. I just think that's waiting for a politician to fix the mess is an endless wait. is a fool's errand.
It's
not going to do it. So what I wrap my head around is to say, you know what? The debt is immoral right now. This debt is immoral. It could destroy this country. Now, the things you're talking about could also destroy this country. One we can fix at home, and the other one we're going to have to send people to, state capital and to the U.S. Capitol and the White House to fix. So one at a time, I guess, Kelly. I don't know what else to say.
You know, I don't either. But I said, you know where it starts? It starts with us. We got to start it. It starts right with you and I.
Absolutely.
And I said, like when you brought up about the debt, the debt is there. Yeah, everybody's used to spending. But if you don't start with morals, and I mean, for God's sake, we can have a Supreme Court and do all this. I'll tell you one thing, where I come from. You start with the Ten Commandments. Break one of those. Every one of them.
There you go. Kelly, appreciate the call. Very, very well said. Thanks a bunch. Up against the break. See if others agree with you at 800-228-0550. Call us. You agree or disagree with Kelly? Or tell me your issue on what's on your mind. Don't go away.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables Tools here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue South, West Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, I believe, is May 17th, 2016, setting by Norwegian Independence Day. I'm Norwegian, I'm independent, but I do not feel free. Why is this, gentlemen? Topic some, for discussion. Thank some, you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Some questions we can answer, others we can't touch with a 10-foot pole. Can't help you there, sir, but thank you for the reminder on Norwegian Independence Day. All right, folks, find a Norwegian flag, wave it proudly, and enjoy your day. To all my Norsky friends.
Ludafisk.
I am one of which you, a little bit anyway. I'm some German and some Norwegian. Todd, did you know that?
Yeah. I did not.
Should we get, that probably would be sacrilegious to have our friend on. You know, from down there at Wishick. No, he's not from Wishick. Where's he from? Oh, my gosh. Hatzenbuehler. What's his first name? Your buddy.
Oh, Milo.
Milo, yes.
Strasburg.
Strasburg.
I'm wondering what in the world you were.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't remember Strasburg.
Try so hard to keep up with you, but I can't run that fast.
But I suppose our Norwegian friends would not be happy if we had Milo.
Oh, why not? That's actually German from Russia anyway, so it's
Milo,
really
if you're
not
listening,
quite the same.
All call for Milo to give us a ring, if you can, today. And we'd love your little sitting to my salute today on the program. Tim on the road at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Second time caller. Faithful listener.
Well, we got you to call a second time. We're really doing good now. Thank you very much. Glad you did.
All right. You know, talking about the grassroots movement, and I think how so many people in the field country or in the country feel like everything is backwards. How we feel about our country, our morals, just about everything, which up is down nowadays. I think the leadership or the lack thereof for the last 7.5 years is becoming so apparent in our total dysfunction. You know, you look at what's going on in just Chicago, for one, San Francisco, the liberal tendencies to look the other way and to come up with a program that's supposed to be fixing things is not working. We have a president that advocates Black Lives Matter, his speech at the college. He's in the corner of all these groups that are against, I feel, what the majority of God-fearing people in this country understand, that it's not going in the right direction. It's very frustrating. And
how do you channel your frustration, Tim? What do you do with that frustration?
Well, I pray. And today, if it couldn't be more evident that God is real on a beautiful, beautiful day like this.
Isn't it a dandy? Yeah, it is.
So you
sound to me like you're starving for a leader, someone that says, oh, Tim, follow me. Let's go. Let's do this. Would I be right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you see anybody on the landscape, the governor's race, the presidential race, that you say, yeah, I can follow them?
Right now, I have to follow Trump. I mean, he's at the forefront. I digest, I'm a political junkie. My friends, a lot of them are. And I guess in my heart, I have to believe that Trump does love this country. And I think he has its best interests in mind that nobody's going to be perfect, but from what I've seen in the last 8 years, and honestly, I gave Trump, or excuse me, Obama, all the benefit of the doubt when he was elected. I thought, well, okay, here we are. Let's go. It's what we have. And within a couple months, I was terrified. And the rest of the story now.
I know. And what's ironic is that 8 years of you know, having been spit in the face how many times, as folks angry to the point now, the fact that Donald Trump loves America is progress, right? The
right,
fact that,
right.
that we can be believed, hey, we're going to trust this guy because he obviously loves America. He very simply wants to make America great again. He loves America. Let's throw him the keys. That's how far we've been broken in trusting any political leader. But I'm the same way. And really, what choice do we have at this point? There were 17 candidates on the stage, and he's the one guy that reflected the anger of the American public and got more votes at every turn than the rest of them. So, you know, you're left to trust.
He's not apologizing to anybody for our greatness.
And so you're getting enough of the leadership to address the frustration from him to say, I'm on board.
Absolutely.
Well, I got it. Tim, I really appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call. Call again. Maybe it'll make it number three. Trump has my vote, says a texter, but he really needs to address his plan for the Supreme Court judges, Obamacare, and the EPA. EPA is part of the energy plan, I would assume. Obamacare, in other words, to replace it? That's a interesting one. Supreme Court judges, I've liked what I've heard there. I've liked what I've heard there all the way, for sure. Billy in Carpio. What's happening in Carpio today, Billy?
Oh, my God. Where do I start? You know, I went back to church, and I actually talked to the priest, and he don't know what to think either.
He doesn't know what?
I'm for Trump.
Okay.
Bernie and Hillary are just playing basketball.
Playing basketball.
Nothing's going to happen there. Well, you know, Bernie might be on top because they're going to get Hillary for her emails. I pray to God they do that.
I wonder. I really wonder.
I think so.
Exactly right.
I actually moved to North Dakota 12 years ago from Illinois. Illinois is my God. And if you think about it, Obama came from there.
We're glad to have you, Billy. Welcome, and our best to your priest friend there. Keep darkening those doors. That's a good idea. And all the best to you. More coming up on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit breatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Fred from Bismarck. The only thing I can say as far as who I won't vote for in the presidential election is someone who makes Al Capone look like a Boy Scout. And if you're wondering who that is, it's a she. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Her name rhymes with Billary or something, right? Yeah. I hear you. He didn't leave us in much suspense there, though, did he? No.
Billary?
No. Yeah. Exactly. 28 before the top of the hour, this is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Congressman Kevin Cramer's weekly talk radio town hall is tomorrow. We'll talk with him about the Little Sisters of the Poor getting some relief from the Supreme Court, sort of, yesterday. They did punt on that issue. But the fines that the federal government wanted to impose on the Little Sisters of the Poor because they wouldn't set aside their religious beliefs in the name of government health care is just unbelievable. Going back to everything we've been talking about the last half hour, was dealt with in the Supreme Court yesterday, and Congressman Cramer has been a champion defending the Little Sisters of the Poor on that issue, so we'll talk about that and much more. Also going to be joined by Clint Romachet for part of that conversation. Clint has a new book out, A Great Hero. A great book, too, by the way, and Medal of Honor winner. Doug Burgum will be here Friday, North Dakota Republican candidate for governor and North Dakota businessman, and he will be here to take your calls, questions, and comments on the issues of the day. We're going to spend a little time on Friday with Doug Burgum and next week with Wayne Stengem, specifically almost like yes or no questions. There's very simple questions on the some of the issues that have come up in a recent interview they did with the North Dakota Family Alliance over their thoughts on marriage and on the pro-life issue as well. So we want to get to the bottom of that and really just totally understand so you can, you know, ask the same question to both and get an answer that you can take away, because it's been very confusing. If you heard our conversation last week with the Tom Fryer from North Dakota Family Alliance, we started down that path a little bit, and Family Alliance has done some good work on that. And so we'll get a little more clarity there and give you those answers. Okay? 800-228-0550. Tell me what's on your mind. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. And they are in the market for tank trailer mechanics and service technicians. And right now, if you call my friend Terry, he's the HR man there, he'll tell you about jobs up to $32 an hour at Polar Service Center. Here's his number, 507-696-1164. I'll give it to you one more time. You can grab a pen and a piece of paper. And when you call him, you also want to ask him about their benefits package. Superior benefits, as I mentioned, up to $32 an hour, so competitive pay, but medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, life insurance, all paid. A 401k with an employer match, flexible spending account, and a paid time off program. Incredible. Locations in Kildare and Williston, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have service centers throughout the United States. two of the locations in North Dakota growing. Williston, the latest, killed the year before that, and they need people. 507-696-1164. Ask for Terry and tell him Scott sent you. All right, let's go to Timberlake, South Dakota. And if memory serves me correctly, like Mobridge is a suburb of Timberlake. Would that be right, Ken?
It is.
It is. Okay, good. So I got my geography on South Dakota down. I got my map in my brain. Okay, what's on your mind today?
Well, you were asking the question about what motivates your vote and where you know, what individuals are looking for to make their decision this year. I use, you know, this year is the same as any year when I'm looking at a political candidate. I have one litmus test that I use, and it's what their position is on abortion. I firmly believe that anyone who can put the morals aside and decide or enable themselves to make the decision to say that, yes, it's okay to take the life of an unborn child, if they can justify that, I don't care what other political, you know, or moral or financial or social issues that they have, they can justify that. They can justify anything. I have no other litmus test for a person's morality and their ability to make a competent moral decision, whether it's financial or social or human.
All right. So that. Let me go to the next level of question. This actually works for both Trump, Stengem, and Burgum. They are pro-life in that they are against abortion, except in the case of life health and life of the mother. And rape and abuse. Is that pro-life enough?
It's, well, once again, you're running right on the edge of marginalizing life. You know, and I understand, you know, that sometimes a parent has to make the decision about whether, you know, and that I can understand when the mother's life might be in danger. I don't want to ever be in that position, and I don't envy anyone else who is. But, even for the issues of rape or incest, which are both horrible things they have to deal with, I just don't justify the answer to a horrible situation is kill the baby is the
answer. I know, because, I'm the same way. I think the whole exceptions thing was invented by, you know, pro-choice goofballs who, just want to try and muddy the waters is what they do. And unfortunately, too many people take the bait, because I'm with you. I mean, your earlier point was to say my one issue is where are they at on the pro-life question, because if they'll take the life of a baby, then, you know, that tells me a little bit about their moral compass. Well, with the exceptions, obviously, albeit much more rare, because those are really rare circumstances that any of those would happen. In other words, rape or abuse resulting in an abortion or the life of the mother being in question. It happens, but it's extremely rare, then you still the question of, well, yes or no, that's the life of a baby. I'm with you. I mean it's progress, and I guess you need to be happy with progress that the in the vast majority of the case they would be against abortion, but it still isn't a perfect answer. So what do you do then?
That's tough. I would, you know, the only one in most, what I understand is being a parent and understanding and loving the mother of my children and understanding my own mom, that most mothers who have any grounding in faith whatsoever, most of the time they would sacrifice their own life for their child, you know. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to have to make that decision because sometimes they may have more family to look out for, but other than that, once you start making exceptions, you've left the door open for everything to become an exception. And, you know, that goes not only with life, you know, the sanctity of life, but it goes for, you know, you can get into all the other social and financial issues, just like you're talking about how our debt is an immoral thing. It is. You know, being this far in debt is horrendously immoral, but
it is. It is.
We justified a lot.
And I struggle with this issue as well. In other words, in this particular race, I think all of the candidates are a lot better off than we've been in some positions before. I mean, the Republican candidates,
yes.
You know, so I mean, we're doing pretty good, and I think it's progress on many fronts. I mean, in Doug Burgum's case, we didn't know for a long time. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I mentioned we're going to bring this up in the Talk Radio Town Hall, because while Doug Burgum answered the question that he was pro-life, with the exception of those that I mentioned. You know, he was challenged on the heartbeat bill as to would you support it or not support it or sign it, and made some arguments to say why that's a challenge, and that is not consistent with, you know, the answer of, you know, pro-life with exception. We got to zero in on that, which I plan to do. But I think it's fair to say there's some significant progress here in the governor's race, and obviously in many occasions the Democrats are far away from that. So then you have to sit there and say, okay, I'm going to take on the debt, and I'm getting 90% of what I want on the pro-life issue. Is it enough? And that's where some tough questions come in. But I appreciate you sharing your number one issue. And, you know, in this race, at least on the presidential side, you know, here's the interesting thing. A governor doesn't do a whole lot. Right? The governor can't really affect change. Now, what the governor can do is sign the bills. And that's why these candidates were all asked, will you sign the bill or not? And by the way, you may say, I know this is controversial. Somebody, yeah, sign the bill, and then you got to defend it and cost a bunch of money and everything else. Well, guess what? You could defend it, and it could win, and it could go to the Supreme Court and win, and the law of the land could change because of it. That's why we argue cases before the Supreme Court. So there's one area where a governor could, with his signature, in other words, legislature passes it, will of the people, he signs it. Attorney General defends it. You never know. It can happen. That's the idea. And especially with science being vastly different today than it was during Roe versus Wade, vastly different. Then you have to, you know, but you got to press the envelope a little bit there. So a governor can make, but not nearly as much as a president. But I think Donald Trump has been clear enough on that point that we have enough ammo to say, okay, we've got more than half a loaf there. Ed and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Hey, I heard the guy's comment about Hillary being, you know, like the mob boss Al Capone and stuff like that. And the only exception I have to what he said would be, you know, it's not just Hillary. It's the entire Democratic administration under President Obama. I mean, he has absolutely no regard for our Democratic process. He circumvents Congress whenever he wants to. He passes laws by executive order, even though the people of the country and our elected officials don't want it. And it goes right down the line. And again, this morning, we have information that his administration lied to us about the Iran-Contra deal. You know, do whatever you want to and then lie about it to cover it up. And I think the country is a little bit sick of that, and they want some honesty in our government as well as in our lawmakers.
Ed, appreciate the comments. Thank you. Pat Mandan, I'm going to try and get everybody in here, so we'll keep rolling. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Hello, Pat.
Hi, good morning. Well, I'm here not to speak in favor of anybody running for the presidency because I am voting for none of the above. I'll let you know that right now, so I'm not supporting anyone. But I've been hearing the last 2-3 days, I heard it last week, I heard it again today, about something that I can't tolerate, and that is people speaking out saying that Donald Trump loves this country. Well, I'll tell you, I got another thought for you right here and now. If he loves this country, why did his dad buy him out of getting in the military, got him a medical disqualification, and yet he played soccer on a college soccer team? That's one question I have, okay? The other one is this. What philanthropic good has that guy ever done for this country? It's always been Donald first, second, and foremost, and always in his life. If it has to do with business, if it has to do with money, but doing things to help other people out, to help this country, to really essentially either give time.
We hired a lot of people. I wouldn't totally dismiss that. I don't know about his philanthropic giving, but he's hired a lot of people, fed a lot of families. Got to give him credit there, right?
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same
day. You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey folks, you probably heard me talking about B-Mobile. Many of you have already done business with B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right. Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Maybe you're not on the largest, most reliable network. Maybe you're stuck in a contract or a device agreement. You left Verizon and now you realize the other guy's network just doesn't cut it. Whatever the reason, right now you can come home to Verizon, to B-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch. That's right, up to $650 when you switch to Verizon, to B-Mobile. I'll say that again. You get up to $650. The checks are cut. They just put your name right there on the check. when you switch to Verizon to B-Mobile. Come on in to B-Mobile or visit them. You'll find them in Jamestown and Valley City and Wahpeton and Devil's Lake and Botno and Williston, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, too, Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River, and Detroit Lakes. BeMobile.com. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Lots of texters. We love hearing from our texters. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Norwegians are always happy with an exclamation point. Thank you for that update. Did we suggest otherwise? I don't know. Are they just telling us that...
Obviously, they haven't been around my family tree much, but okay.
Maybe they don't need a Norwegian Independence Day to be happy. It's every day they're happy. Okay. I'm half Norwegian, half German also. Okay. I'm too dumb to know that I am mean. I'm too dumb to know that I am mean. It's a pretty good joke. Okay. What other? Oh, you keep us laughing, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. Let's see here. 10% flat tax for all but the poorest of the poor. We all need to sacrifice ourselves and quit pointing fingers. Previous caller is right on, said Jeremy. Probably a few callers ago. I love it that a lot of people that voted for Obama are not going to vote for Hillary. Yeah. Donald is on the record repeatedly in favor of a single-payer government-run system, and he's okay to continue to fund Planned Parenthood. How do you think the Little Sisters of the Poor would do under Donald's administration? Well, I'm not fond of his Planned Parenthood happy talk because he buys that middle ground talk where they do some good things. But he has very explicitly said he's against any kind of public funding for Planned Parenthood that would, you know, be body parts or, you know, all the horrible things that they were doing, performing abortions. So he has that. It's another one. He's got 80% right, 80, 90% right. I think the single payer stuff was old Hillary talk that he since renounced, so... again, there's going to be things where you're going to say, well, he said this, now he's saying this, what does he mean? Who do I believe? So, all right, let's see here. Back to the phones. We'll go quickly. Give me your best 30 seconds and we'll get to everybody. All right, how about that? Ron and Minot, what's on your mind? Ron, are you there? Hi, go ahead. You're down to 20 seconds, but go.
Okay, I was just thinking in Germany, Nazi Germany, they murdered 20 million Jews, which is a documented figure. Since Roe v. Wade, we've murdered 60 million people in the pro-choice movement because of supposedly a mother's risk or potential death. I find those figures extremely alarming, and I don't believe how that works.
Well, I mean, it's a very good point. I wish that number was more prevalent because we all agree what happened in the Holocaust was one of the great all-time travesties that this world's known in our lifetimes, right? And since. So before and since, it's horrible. Yet a number much worse, as a result of Roe versus Wade, doesn't get anywhere near the at least mainstream media attention. I think there's a lot of people. But I agree with you. I've said all along, to me, abortion is today's Holocaust. It's this generation's Holocaust. And thankfully, hearts and minds are changing on it. Young people's views on this are changing. And I've come to believe that that's where you change it, right? You're not going to wait for a politician to fix it. It won't happen. That happens way too incrementally for me. But hearts and minds change, and they are. So keep fighting. Barb, on the road. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Barb. I can hear you loud and clear. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I wanted to ask, what's going on with the Obama administration trying to push unisex bathrooms on everybody? And is our state pushing back in any way? I know I heard that the governor of Texas has issued a statement, but I haven't heard anything from North Dakota.
Haven't either. I suggested yesterday in the program that Governor Dalrymple maybe host a little session in his office with a paper shredder. Invite all the media in and then take the letter and then put it in the shredder and send the video to the White House. That'd be my idea of responding.
That would be probably the best option available, but is there any kind of group organization or women's... for me, being a female, I feel very intimidated about the fact of going to a restroom where men are there. I don't want that for me. I don't want that for my children. I don't... what's North Dakota doing? Is there a group that you can contact to get involved in this?
All right. Well, it's a good question. Who's taking up this fight? For one, what's North Dakota doing is a question our governor, Jack Dalrymple, can answer. And maybe Kirsten Baszler, the superintendent of public instruction, on behalf of the schools. Maybe even your own superintendent, wherever you live. I am going to flag your call, pose the question to some of those folks on your behalf, Barb, because I have the same question. I think some others do as well. Try and get an answer there. And then as far as a group that's willing to take this on, we'll wait for them to let us know. So keep listening. And thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Trooper Talk is on the way.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small. The benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com. And join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.